Our High Calling.
The Virtue of Brotherly Kindness. March 7th. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. 2 Peter 1:7. The Word of God enjoins upon every one of His children: Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. 1 Peter 3:8. Now unless godliness was added to patience, man would not show that brotherly kindness. In His mission to our world, Christ has shown man the graces of the Spirit of God, which, when accepted, fashion and mold the entire man, externally as well as internally, by abasing his pride and leading him not to esteem himself highly, but to esteem his brother as precious in the sight of God, because Christ paid an infinite price for his soul. When man is valued as God's property, then we will be kind, amiable, and condescending toward him. The religion of Jesus Christ is a system of the true heavenly politeness and leads to a practical exhibition of habitual tenderness of feeling, kindness of deportment. He who possesses godliness will also add this grace, taking a step higher on the ladder. The higher he mounts the ladder, the more of the grace of God is revealed in his life, his sentiments, his principles. He is learning, ever learning, the terms of his acceptance with God. And the only way to obtain an inheritance in the heavens is to become like Christ in character. The whole scheme of mercy is to soften down what is harsh in temper and refine whatever is rugged in the deportment. The internal change reveals itself in the external actions. The graces of the Spirit of God work with hidden power in the transformation of character. The religion of Christ never will reveal a sour, coarse, and uncourteous action. Courtesy is a Bible virtue. The virtue of this grace of brotherly kindness characterized the life of Christ. Never was such courtesy exhibited upon the earth as Christ revealed, and we cannot overestimate its value. Growing in grace is an earnest working out of what God works in. It is an earnest of future glory, the working out here upon the earth of the Spirit that is cherished in heaven.